This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
And it flows to the Lord's valley. Yes, it does. I know the blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose. It will never, come on. It will never lose. No matter what's going on, it will never lose. No matter how much killing is going on, it will never lose. No, never lose. How many believe it'll never lose? How many believe it'll never lose? Why don't you stand on your feet if you're physically able and just sing it one way? It will never, no matter what I'm going through, it will never, no matter how many ups and downs, it will never lose its power. Give God a hand clap of praise. Lord, speak to me and through me, that your word will go forth. We thank you for all the scriptures that were read and the prayer of praise, songs that were sung. Now it's time to hear from you, oh God. Father, we feel better when we have heard from you. We thank you. In Christ's name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Why don't we just give God a hand clap of praise? Oh, Lord. Choir and these ministers of music. Thank God for you, Brother Sam. I needed to hear that this morning. In the book of Acts, chapter 3. So glad to see Sister Vicki Hall back with us. Amen. Let's give her a hand. She's been under the weather, but God is continuing to heal her. Amen. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I want to talk about, it's your time now. It's your time. Thank you, Ursus. One of the most universal questions that all of us have asked, when will it be my time? You've seen many around you being blessed. And you've done all that is required of you by God. You've trusted, you've fasted, you've given, you've been faithful. But yet you still feel somehow you're coming up short. You find yourself asking the question, God, when will it be my time? But when we look at time, God is not in any way changed or affected by the course of time. For God, past, present, and future are ever united in his eternal presence. When God created this world and with it, the order of time came with it. God himself alone brought time into being. And God alone has the power to arrest, arrange, and close the course of time. Time, as we know it, does not affect God. God exists, but God does not exist at any temporal location. In other words, you and I are here now, but you and I won't be here later. God was here before you and I showed up. God is here now, and God still will be here later. Y'all not getting what I'm saying. God doesn't have to leave to go where he needs to be. He's where he needs to be without leaving where he is. God is not limited to time. We set clocks that hopefully we get up at the right time. God never sleeps, nor does he slumber. While the pandemic caught us by surprise, God already knew it was going to happen before any of us were ever born. God already knew who was going to survive the pandemic and who was not going to survive the pandemic. And you ought to be happy this morning that God chose you to survive. Y'all not getting what I'm saying. Each and every one of us could have been laid out here, but God chose you. He said, I'm going to let you survive. Because on this day, this morning at Mount Zion, I want you to give me praise because I let you. So I wish I had somebody. How many in here have some family members and friends that are gone on home? No fault of their own because of a pandemic. But then God says, I want to leave you here. God exists. His position is not changed by time. God exists outside of time, because if God exists inside of time, then God will be limited by time itself. But since God exists on the outside of time, time does not affect God. So you're asking yourself, when will it be my time? You want your answer? When God gets ready. While you think that it is the right time, God already knows what's going to happen before you move. And what you're desiring, you may want it now. The reason why God has not given it to you now, because he know in the future, if you have it now, you might quite stop coming to church. He's going to wait till you get a little stronger, because everything you pray for, you can't really handle right now. Some of you want to be a millionaire. God allow it to happen, you'll stop coming to church. So God keep you living from paycheck to paycheck to keep you on your knees. Some of us can't really handle big blessings, because we get the big head. So what God said, to keep you humble, I got to keep letting you struggle. And if you're tired of struggling, then you need to tell God, regardless of how you bless me, I'm going to stay the way I am. Oh, y'all, now I understand what mama and grandmama say. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. If you got to keep me struggling, that's still a blessing from you. If I got to don't know how my way is going to be made, but I'm going to keep trusting you anyway. See, those are the type of people God really exalts. Because anybody, when you got $2 million in your bank, can live and feel good and never think about anything. But I want to talk to a few people that struggle. I want to talk to a few people that have got cutoff notices. Can I talk to a few people who have got a repossession notice? And yet you still driving that car. I wish I had somebody. You had a cutoff notice, but the lights are still on. Y'all not with me this morning. When God is on your side, time does not affect God. It may affect us because we are in time, but God is on the outside of time. God, watch this. Here's your prayer before you pray them. The prayer you're going to pray tonight, he've already heard it before he created you. Do you really think for one moment while you praying this is the first time God heard it? God already knows what you need and what you're going to need before the need even come to you. Because he's not affected by time. The text before us is going to help us to realize when it will be your time. The text suggests in verse chapter 3 of book of Acts that Peter and John were going together in verse 1 to the temple of prayer, which is the ninth hour. It was 3:00 in the afternoon, and they were on their way to the temple to pray. But as they approached the temple, they saw a sad scene. A man that had been lame from his mother's womb. Luke chapter 4 verse 22 gives this man's age. He was 40 years old. He has been laid at the gate, but nobody brought him in the church. They just laid him at the gate. The reason why he was laid there was because that's where he wanted to be. He was there because he was using the sympathy of those that would walk in the temple. And he would ask of alms as they would go in. He was begging. Help an old lame man. Had his routine together. And what better place to ask for money than right at the gate of the church? Especially when you have sympathetic people walking in. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And when he saw Peter and John. He already knew, here comes some preachers. Maybe he believed what people believe now, that all preachers got money. I didn't get that memo. I didn't get that one. I didn't go to that school. Watch this. They laid him by a beautiful gate. And at the bottom of something beautiful was a bad scene. Now, when it's your time, write this down. Something unusual happens. This beautiful gate was carved on a Corinthian-style bronze gate with gold and silver inlays. And this man had been there 40 years. Watch this. He usually would ask alms and people would give it to him. That was the routine. Now, for something to happen, to realize that your time is coming, the routine has to be broken. The reason why you have not received what you want, you're still in the routine. The routine has to be broken. Some of us come to church because we believe it's the right thing to do. That's routine. Some of us come to church because the day is Sunday. That's routine. But when you develop a desire to come to church because God just been good to you, when it's Wednesday and you can't wait to Sunday because you're breaking the routine. You don't have to have a suit and tie, dress and hat on to walk in God's presence. You can come with your jeans wrinkled, your shirt wrinkled, but at least your clothes wrinkled, but your heart is straight. I wish I had somebody to testify. Some of your clothes look good, but your heart is just wrinkled up. Something is wrong with you when you can sit in God's presence and won't give him praise. Something is wrong with you when the preacher got to beg you to say amen when God woke you up this morning. I wish I had somebody to testify. Somebody may be sitting there saying, well, I don't have no reason to praise God. I'm going through so much. Well, you are alive to go through it. That's praise enough. Something unusual has to happen. Now, he would normally would receive what he would ask for. Now, watch this. Now, remember, Luke 4:22 says he's 40 years old. Watch this, Brother Wes. It's going to help y'all. Jesus died at 33. Wait a minute. Hold up. This man was 40 years old. Jesus was crucified at 33. This man was born on the earth now before Christ. Christ started his ministry at age 30. So the Bible says he went around healing all manner of diseases. Christ was crucified and went in the grave, resurrected, ascended back to the Father. But while he was here, he healed all manner of diseases. So this man was around while Christ was walking the earth. My question is, why didn't Christ come his way? Y'all not getting it. Y'all missing it. It went over your head. Jesus was 33. This man was 40. This man was in this predicament while Christ was walking the earth. Christ never went in his direction and healed him. Christ have died, resurrected, ascended to the Father, and this man is still in the same predicament. The reason why Jesus did that, because he knew the time of his healing would be a greater testimony than the time he wanted to be healed. Y'all not getting what I'm saying? The reason why your time has not yet come is not because God don't see your situation. Now, he is ignoring you, but the time he blesses you, it's going to be a greater testimony, not just for you, but from everybody around you. Jesus, in divine providence and timing, here it is, reserved this man for the moment right now. So here's your praise cue. If your time has not arrived, you can still praise God because you're in reserve. Y'all need to get with them. You still got aches and pain, but you ought to still praise him. He just got you in reserve. Because when he blesses you, when he takes care of you, it ain't gonna be in no doubt in nobody's mind that it was nobody but the Lord himself. Now I need to reach to a few of you who've laid on your bed of affliction. People might have counted you out. He didn't let you avoid the sickness. He allowed you to go through the sickness. He allowed people to see you while you were there, shaking their head and think you wouldn't come back. And God let enough people see you in the predicament. Then in his divine timing, he said, now while y'all looking at him, watch me bless him. Something unusual has to happen. Watch what happens. Normally, he would receive alms and the people would go in. This is what unusual about the text. They conversated with him and didn't give him a dime. They talked to him. Peter and John came to church. One preacher said they was two broke preachers. Didn't have a dime in their pocket, but had God in their heart. Some of you got a dime in your pocket, but no God in your heart. Money will run out, but grace is forever. Watch this. Seeing Peter and John in verse 3, going into the temple, he asks them of alms. So number one, something unusual has to happen. But then number two, something unexpected has to happen. He was expecting to receive the same thing he's been receiving for years. Now watch this, it's going to help you. He's been asking for one thing and receiving the thing that he's been asking for, but what he's been receiving hasn't changed his condition or his position. He wanted money, he was given money, but it never changed his condition or his position. Sometimes the things you are asking for, God don't want to give it to you because he want to give you something that's going to change your condition and your position. Watch. Peter and John said, wait a minute. Look on us. Take a good look at us. You're lame, but you're not blind. Take a good look at us. In other words, do it look like we got money? Look at us good. Now watch this. They were just right. They wasn't patting him. Something unexpected happened because he was expecting to receive one thing. And he received what he needed. The Bible says, and when he said looked on us, he was expecting to receive what he've already got. They said silver and gold. Now, if they just stopped right there, that man would have went smiling. Oh, yeah, I didn't hit the bank. He said, have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. I've been receiving money all these years, and I still had to be laid by the gate daily. Now here comes these preachers, not giving me what I want, but giving me who I need. Because watch this, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now watch this, Peter took him by the right hand, and the word says, he lifted him up. Y'all not getting it. Peter took him by the right hand in verse 7. Took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Reverend Dearborn, it is physically impossible for a man to be laying down and I grab his right hand and just pick him all the way up. That means why Peter grabbed him by the right hand, he used his left hand to push. Oh, y'all don't get what I'm saying. Because it was something about the name of Jesus that stirred this man's faith, that this ain't the first time I heard his name. When people were walking in the temple, they were talking about he healed somebody that was blind. He stood on the hull of a ship and said, peace be still. A woman with a 12-year-old issue reached out and grabbed the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. A demonic man was killing himself in the graveyard, and all the demons was released. It wasn't the first time he heard, but see, when he heard Jesus' name, something stirred inside of him. Instead of using my hand to reach out, I'm going to use this same hand to get myself up. I wish I had... He lifts himself. And see, we need to quit having these pity parties. Oh, I'm going through so much. Use that hand to get up from that. Every time they see you, you're crying. People don't even answer your calls because they know it's going to be sobbing on the other end. So you need to use one hand to push yourself up. Put your other hand in God's hand. God has the power to pick you all the way up. But God wants you to do something for yourself. When Jesus told the man to pick up your bed and walk, if he would have never picked up the bed, he'd have still been laying there. He told the blind man, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. If he wouldn't have went to the pool of Siloam and washed, he'd have still been blind. If the woman with the issue of blood would have never reached out, she would have still had her issue of blood. I wish I had somebody to testify. There are something God have given you to ability to do for yourself. Can't sit on the couch with the remote praying for a job and won't look for one. They didn't even made it easier for you now. You can fill out the application online and you still won't do it. Watch this. He received strength. And once he received strength in his ankles, Peter helped him stand up. But he started jumping on his own. Y'all don't get what I'm saying? Peter helped him stood up. And once he stood up, he told Peter, I got it from here. He started jumping. Here's your praise cue. He started shouting on the outside of the church before he went on the inside of the church. Some of y'all don't shout till you get to church on Sunday. But sometimes I just shout in my car. I was in Walmart one time, and I thought about how good God had been to me. I said, oh, Lord, you good. People was looking. I didn't care. God been good to me. Have you ever had that shouting moment, that unexpected moment where the Holy Spirit just comes on you and you forget where you are and who's watching you? You just think about how good God has been to you, all the hell he brought you through, and you just, Lord, I just want to say thank you. He started shouting now. So all this thing. Oh, Lord, I got strength in my ankles. And he said, watch this. Might not shout on this one. When God blessed him, the first place he went was church. Y'all want to go to your neighbor and show him your car? You want to go to your neighbor and show him your... But he said, I'm going to church. I'm going in there. So... something unusual has to happen. Something unexpected has to happen. Third and finally, something unprecedented has to happen. Watch this. He goes into the church. Watch it. Here it is, y'all. This was his first time in church. He had never been in church before. And when he gets in there, he comes in there shouting, worshiping and praising God. Brother Nolan, let me back this up. Wait a minute. He has never been in the worship experience. He has never been in church before. But he comes in doing what other folks should have been doing all along. Some folk had been in that church 40 years, been sitting on the same pew 40 years, haven't moved and gave God a thumbs up, a praise. This man comes to church for the first time, walks in and exposes them on what they should have been doing all along. Somebody say, Reb, how you know that? Well, the Bible says they watched him. They watched him because if they were already praising, then how would they know that he came in praying? He just would have joined in with them. But since it was so quiet, it was so still, he walked in jumping, leaping, and praising God. He's doing something unprecedented that have never been done before, because it was a quiet, still church. But he walked in and said, what y'all doing up in here? I know I ain't the only one God's been good. Y'all excuse the grammar, but I know I ain't the only one God's been good to. I come in Mount Zion this morning with one thing on mind: to give God praise and to give him worship. Why, preacher? Because I was once by that gate, and God gave me strength.